What's going on, princess? What? I don't even know where to begin with this. Say it again one more time, but slowly. Okay. Well, we really can't. We can't get a horse, baby. No. I know you've been watching a lot of YouTube videos about that, but we like physically can't. We can't get a horse. I can name more than 3 good reasons. I can name like probably 100 good reasons why we can't get a horse. One, we live in an apartment. That's not very conducive to horse. No, it isn't. I understand we wouldn't be keeping the horse here. We would stable it, which is also very expensive. And the closest stable is not very close. It's very far away. Also, you've never ridden a horse in your life. Princess, what are you talking about? You've pet horses, sure, but riding a horse and taking care of a horse is very different than just petting a horse. I understand, they are very cute. They are very cute and derpy animals, and I do love them too, but... Yeah, I don't... No, we're not going to get a horse off eBay. That is lunacy. Yes, no, we're not going to... No. I don't even know where to begin with this. No, we're not getting a horse. Like, if you said a pony, I could be like, okay, maybe we can. But no, you went straight to horse. No, I'm not saying that a pony is a maybe. I'm just saying it's more of a maybe than a horse is. And a pony's still a hard no. We can't afford a horse and or pony or, I don't know, miniature horse or... Yeah, we can't get any equine of any kind right now. Well, one, do you know how expensive horse ownership is? It's very expensive. It's unbelievably cost prohibitive. Like, it's ridiculous. Yes. It's a lot of work taking care of a horse. It's a lot of food. Like, do you know how much it takes? Look, you see how much it takes to feed me every day. And I am not a horse. I am but a man. Imagine feeding, like, 10 of me. That is a horse. Yes. No, they don't just eat grass all day. I mean, they can, but that's not, like, a good diet for your horse. You want to give it, like, a good mix of, like, oats and, like, grains and stuff. I don't know. I'm not a horse dietitian. I don't know exactly. I just know that it takes more. Yes, it takes more. Because, you know, so it's, like, brush daily. And yeah, I used to ride horses, but that doesn't mean I am not equipped to own a horse, baby. Have you ever had to shoe a horse? No, the horseshoes aren't just like, they don't come with the horse. You gotta put a horseshoe on it. No, it's not like a natural thing that just horses have horseshoes. No, baby. No. You don't need to do more research. Just accept the answer's no. And you know what we can do? We can, I don't know, go to like a ranch or something on a weekend. And you can, like, experience horses. Because I think that's the desire here. The desire is not horse ownership. You just want to be around horses. And I don't blame you. Horses are adorable. They're wonderful. They're so kind and, like, sweet. And just the best. Yeah. Same with cows. Cows are wonderful, too. Oh, my God. They are, like, unfazed by the world around them. They're so, like, zen and yeah. I'm a big fan of a cow. Wish you could ride in them, but, no, I'm not looking just to ride every, like, barn animal, but, I mean, I'm just sad. I'm, like, I wish, like, you could just calmly ride a horse, like, a cow. I would rather ride a cow than a horse. I don't know. There's something about it. But, yes, we can go to, like, some ranch or something, and you can, like, see some horses. Would that make it up for you? Would that be just as good? As you cross your arms and go, I understand. It's not the same because it's not your horse. But at least you get to be around them and you get to, like, pet them. And, yes, we can, like, make a weekend out of it. Mm-hmm. Was this your play all along? Were you doing that thing where you ask for something ridiculous and then you, like, wean it down to something reasonable? And then because you asked for something ridiculous, the weaned down request, which was really what you wanted all along, gets a yes. I'm so upset. I don't know why I taught you that. I guess that's my fault. Okay. I mean, no. No takes me backsies. All right. We're going to a dude ranch, I guess, at some point in time, so you can see horses. I can't believe you outplayed me. I don't know. I should never have taught you how to like structure arguments. No, it was clever going for the unreasonable thing, and then god damn it, I can't believe I fell for that. No. We're gonna go. Mm-hmm. Is that a sympathy kiss? Is that for being outsmarted? I love you too. No, it's not that I don't want to. I just want to go to like a good one. Then can I renegotiate, and then maybe we can go to one on the West Coast, because nothing on the East Coast is gonna be all that great. I mean, it'll be fine, but I just want to like, you want like open sprawling lands, you know? Yeah, you want like horse country. There's no horse country on this coast. It's like tiny corrals and stuff. It's not like expansive plains and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it'll just be way more fun if there's, like, more land to, like, really, yeah. Oh, you're 100% wearing a helmet. Are you kidding me? I don't care. No, I'm making you wear a helmet. If you're going to be on a horse, you're wearing a helmet. Mm-hmm. You know how many people I've known who've fallen off a horse? Okay, well, granted, it's not a lot. It's two. And sure, neither of them really got that hurt. But they were wearing helmets, and it helped them a lot. So, you know. Also, the guy who played Superman fell off a horse. No, not that guy. The other guy who played Superman. No, not him either. Like, the original Superman, he fell off a horse, and it was really bad. So you gotta, like, you know, you gotta protect yourself, like, a little bit. No, I'm not gonna get into the whole whether bicycle helmets or no. I'm just... Okay, fine. We can negotiate this when we get there. Should never taught you how to argue. This has been the worst thing for me. Mm-hmm. No. In fact, I'm actually really proud of you. You're holding up a very good, strong argument. Yeah, you've become quite the debater. Mm-hmm. Dare I say you may have mastered it. Well, I mean, if you want to go to law school, it'll make a lot of sense. You've been getting very good at this. Mm-hmm. Although law school is not arguing with your boyfriend. It's, you know, a more codified practice of laws and procedure. But, like, yeah, I mean, the core of it is basically winning an argument. You know, you're really funny. No, I don't know. You're funny and you're cute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love you. Yeah, even if you do trick me into going to dude ranches and outfox me at every turn. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, fair enough. Sometimes I do get the leg up on you, but not today, it seems. Not today at all. Okay, you can go look at cute cowgirl outfits. I really won't fight you on that at all. I mean, if you find some that are going to get delivered pretty quickly, I highly recommend getting them before we go. You know, just... No reason. Just so you can, like, try them on. You never know if, like, you need to, like, you know, make sure they're the right size or the fit's good. You know, you just don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Halloween's coming around the corner, so, you know, it's more than one use for it, so... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll dress up as a cowboy for Halloween. That sounds like lots of fun. All right. Mm-hmm. I love you too.